That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Hello, community. Jock Riddles here. Round one is come and gone, and she has been a ball terapeuta. Higo Higginbotham, how are you, mate?
Very well, thank you, Jock. Calm has descended after the frantic initial lockout.
Not much calm going on around there in the Supercoach community at the moment. People are braying for blood, mate. It's been a hard weekend for some. Crouching one?
What calm?
Happy with the Tigers, mate?
A very bloody happy Tiger man.
They look pretty good, mate. Yes. After half-time, Wooska.
Yes, what calm?
Now, Higo, lockout, you had some difficult psychological moments. I texted you and you gave me some 3.143. Went to try and see you. Mum wouldn't let me go and see you in your room. Are you all right now, mate?
Yes, Jock. I made a late call. Traded in Daisy Thomas, Jock.
Are you all right, mate?
I am now, Jock. Yes. Yeah.
You're resilient, mate. You've learnt resilience over the years, haven't you?
After 30 seconds, he was looking fantastic.
Yeah.
At the 45-second mark.
It's all right, mate. No. Don't get emotional. You've been strong this weekend and you've bounced back. Don't go
Excellent.
There, mate. Positive thinking's what we need.
I am using Dale Thomas to my advantage.
Yes.
I will be doing some clever trading to get the proverbial leg up on the opposition.
Absolutely. That's what it's about. And there's people out there, fair to say, who are hurting after what has been a weekend of some ticky-touchwood results for many premium players and some unique selections. And I think your words should ring true for everyone. Use those disadvantages to advantages. Isn't that right?
I stuff up too, Mr. Jock.
What'd you do, mate?
Oh, last minute bloody SS scum, Essendon scum.
Who'd you bring in?
I flicked Tyler Walker.
Oh.
And I bloody...
I thought you had him.
I thought I have him too.
I was tweeting you saying, you beauty, you got rid of him.
I bring in Tom Bell Chamber ass off for ruck cover.
For your ruck coverage. I brought in Trent Cotchin, eh? Trent, I don't know why.
You'll say me this.
I just brought him in.
Why you do this?
I was playing with me structures. I had me scenarios.
I think you're playing with
He was scenario
something.
Number three.
Oh, Mr. Jock.
Absolutely unbelievable. Plenty of big issues, Peter.
Yes, big issues and quite relevant for us three misfits to be trying to wade through the round one carnage. We have all been fatally flawed in our decision making. It is time to get back on track, Jock.
Jock, Higo, Crouching. How's it going, boys? Got the Jock book just in time for the season, which was fantastic. Absolutely crushed it. Fantastic read. However, I need some information. What do you reckon I should do about Rockliffe? I'm thinking either a direct trade for Gary Abbott or maybe someone like Dangerfield who's got a soft draw coming up. Let me know, lads. Cheers.
Excellent, Jock.
Wonderful call.
Those with Rockliffe, yes. We need to trade. Looks like 6 weeks, Jock.
Yeah, rib stuffed, punctured lung. Back in my day, you might have played through that, but doesn't look good, mate.
Bloody Vako, asshole. The best thing he ever did for team, take out Rockliffe.
So what do we do, boys? Tom Rockliffe, 709 grand. There's no holding on to him at that cash. You can't even entertain that. You need to do a corrective. What do we do?
Two schools of thought here, Jock. Some thinking trade down to a rookie or a rich type who was excellent.
Yeah.
I, for one, feel that we don't want to waste trades. Rockliffe to a JPK, straight to another premium, and pocket you around 100K, Jock.
Completely agree, mate.
Perhaps a Dangerfield, yes, Jock.
Not too sure about Danger.
I see him as being a premium keeper at 567 from Rockliffe. This will generate you 150K.
Shitloads of cash. I agree with you first and foremost, Peter, that structurally, Rockliffe, you relied on him, bringing him into your team round one to generate ultra-premium output. I don't think we can stuff around too much with the old downgrade to a rookie because I think that'll hurt you too much point generation-wise, so I agree with you.
You not have Vandenberg. You got Rockliffe to Vandenberg.
Yeah.
Pocket shitload cash.
Yeah, but then, like you said, like Peter said, Crouch, it's going to cost you two trades. You're going to go to Vandenberg, you're going to have cash, but you're eventually going to have to upgrade again to get that premium bloke back in your midfield, aren't
maybe
you?
You have another problem. I say trade ass off.
You love trading your ass off. Bangity, how's it go? Bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bloody bang.
This game, you listen me, this game, yes, 30 trade, many trade, you must have team fix.
And big spudge.
Before round three, you have all you need all rookie, and you need fix initiate your team. Lockleaf, same like he got problem, bloody Daisy. Use this advantage. Bang bang.
What about if you find the middle ground on someone like Tom Rockleaf? I saw the performance of young Oliver Wines on the weekend, gentlemen. Absolutely trouser stretching. Here's someone at 539k. I've eyeballed him. 120 Supercoach points. I believe he could take the next step to ultra bloody premium this year. It would that be something? If you went to Wines, you'd pocket yourself 170k. Use that 170k to fix another stuff up elsewhere. Would you entertain that, boys?
Possibly, Jock. A 127 with two goals. I'm not sure those scores are sustainable. We do not want to be jumping at shadows and chasing points.
Your wisdom just stuns me always, mate. There are people getting excited about lots of scores that aren't sustainable this weekend, and that brings me back to Dangerfield. I'm going to put the spuds on the line and say that 123 he scored is not sustainable. 25 possessions, two goals. He spent a lot of time up forward in a day where Adelaide had an absolute day out. I think that 123 could be an overinflated estimation of what to expect from Danger.
I think bloody Nat Fife. He do stuff for last quarter.
We need to talk to him.
He do stuff for last quarter, 112.
Yeah.
He premium lock. He gun.
He's a gun. Four free kicks against is the only thing that stopped him going massive. That hair of his is bloody stupid. Did you see him?
Agreed, Jock.
We nicknamed him the Teen Wolf.
Yes, Jock.
What are we going to call him now? Hair bun, fancy boy.
The teenage
not acceptable, mate.
The teenage mind in a search for self often makes strange social calls. I think young Nathaniel is looking for a social point of difference. However,
he can get chicks wherever he goes. He doesn't need a crazy hairstyle.
I think you are right, Jock. You need to place him in the bungalow.
Absolutely.
And cut that bloody hair.
Right, we got a call in from Charlesy about another mid option that we might entertain.
Hi, Jock. It's Charlesy here, mate. Just wanted to say thank you very much for your advice with the rucks last week. You calmed me down. I went with Goldstein and Bell Chambers. Hopefully that works out well. And I just wanted to tell everybody nice and early, get on Jordan Lewis. Thanks, Jock.
Jordan Lewis, 588 grand, 143 on the Supercoach dial today, boys. 35 posies, 25 of them by foot. Is he one you'd entertain?
Rockcliffe down to Lewis, Jock. He does appear to be carrying the midfield load there. The most mobile, knows where to run. I do see that as quite a valid option.
Well, I think he's reached a unique zephyr in his rise to supremacy. He's got that old body, he's got an old head, knows how to play the game, knows where to go. His days of playing forward line are behind him. I think he could be considered. You could pocket 121 grand if you went to Lewis. That's a rock with Lewis manoeuvre.
This still a little bit risk. He, have good back half last year. Not proven.
He had a big bloody year last season.
Yeah, big year, blah, blah. You say me bloody he better than Bim? He better than JPK? He better than other men, Pendlebury.
Well, this is a question, isn't it?
This still little risk.
We're not going with bloody Joel Selwood after a 68 today. Joel Selwood, 68. Wasn't even tagged. 21 possessions, 15 of them handballs. Concerned?
Those holding Selwood, we're in for the long haul. Fear not.
You're a wise and beautiful man. That's my friend Peter. Higo Higginbottom.
What about side bottom?
Broken thumb.
You traded bastard.
Yeah, I think we should just highlight. Would you say rules for trading at the beginning of the season? You have to do correctives. You're going to trade for injuries. You're going to resist sideways for your premiums that don't perform. But when there's injuries, I think we're talking a different kettle of fish, aren't we? I think you need to move sidebum on.
Agreed. More than 3 weeks, and it appears it'll be minimum 4.
Thumbs are bad bloody news as well.
Yes, trade for side bottoms.
Absolutely.
Okay, Gary bloody Ablett's son.
This is big.
You have him?
Yeah, I went with him. You?
I have him.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Higo have him.
Mm.
He score 119, look shit.
I'm worried, Crouch. I'm very worried. I think that 119 he scored is probably going to lull people into a false sense of security about where he's at. We wanted to see how he'd hit the park. That's not the Gary Ablett that we know and love. One of the most majestic footballers ever to play the game. Are you holding him?
I have Ablett owned by 45.44% of teams. He got caught a few times, looked to be favouring the shoulder.
Badly, absolutely badly. I'm very concerned.
Tagged very hard by Viney. However, those with must hold.
You're still saying hold?
Yes, Jock. Those without may have made the right call, Jock. Continuing the 119 scoring, Gold Coast have St Kilda next week with a continued average of 119. By round 7, Ablett would have lost $100,000.
If that shoulder's no good now, round 1, it's never going to be good. He's going to play with that thing through the whole first half of the season.
He just not play. Practice match. He look not match fit. Still kick ass. Still kick goal.
Yeah.
He bloody gun. You're not doubt gun.
I'm here to say that I have some doubts about whether Gary Ablett will stay in my Supercoach team.
Jock,
I don't have Rockliffe. No.
Jock.
This is important. He's damaged. He's not well. I don't think we can expect 110 plus from him every week. I might look at him this week. I won't get, you know, he's not going to have the price drop yet. I might look at him against St Kilda and then make myself probably the decision of my Supercoach season.
I think you need to be very careful, Jock. Trading Ablett out will mean most probably you will have to trade him in. Could potentially cost you 3 trades, Jock.
But what I'm saying to you, though, he's just gone through a pre-season, Higo. His shoulder's been stuffed for a long time. He had the surgery. He said, no, I'm bloody, you know, I'm a Jesus person or whatever. Didn't have any antibiotics. Not antibiotics, you know, the painkillers, right? So he hasn't had a proper recovery. His arm was bloody lame. Did you see him running around? It was just like one arm was swinging around, the other one was dragging along the bloody ground, palm facing up. How can you play football like that, mate? I'm not denying the timeless magnificence of the man. Please don't get me wrong, but I am saying I think we should be watching him very carefully this weekend.
Jock, of greatest importance is the understanding that, fortunately, for the likes of Ablett and for the likes of those many defenders that burnt us this week, round 1 scores cycle out of the calculation very quickly.
Wonderful thought.
They
wonderful
have minimal effect on price changes. Round 2 score, Jock, is much more important. We'll stay in that price calculation for an extra week.
As always, wonderful, wonderful advice for the Supercoach community. Now, look, I've spoken of the timeless magnificence of Gary Ablett, speaking of the creme de la creme, speaking of the majestic, our strong allies over at Exotic Limo Melbourne have just released their own piece of timeless magnificence, boys.
Better than bloody Transformer.
This is for the car aficionados. It's a midnight black Rolls-Royce Phantom luxury sedan.
Oh.
Boys, I'd say it's a Gary Ablett equivalent of the luxury transportation world. Just put it this way. If you could select the Rolls-Royce Phantom in your Supercoach team, it'd be a lock for captain every bloody week. Hasn't got a bung shoulder, though. Yeah. It's getting through the thing. It's pure class, and it's the only one in Australia. Book it now at exoticlimo.com.au or give the boys there a call, 1300 532 532. Tell them Jock sent you for a discount as well.
So, Jock, just to finalise the discussion,
you
are considering trading out Ablett.
That's what I said, Peter. I've said it to you 3 times now. If he goes out there this weekend, And I see a bloke playing with one arm and two legs. I'm going to say, you are a bloody good footballer, but no one since the great bloody McCarthy has played with one arm, right? And has scored more than 105 points, Supercoach points. I'm for whom you on this. I love the man, and it's got me emotional, right? But I think everyone needs to have a very close look at Gary Ablett Jr. this weekend. Put everything aside. This is killing me to bloody say this. He's $734,000, right? How much is one arm worth? $60,000? $70,000? That's what we all have to consider this week, Peter.
Excellent, Jock.
Okay, okay. Time calm down.
Yeah, righto.
Time,
fair enough.
Time for Payan Manee's children's story.
That's just what we need. Good.
Yes, okay.
What this, do we got this one, you beautiful this, bastard?
This called Tortoise and Hare. Once there were two super coach player, Tortoise and Hare. They live in Payan Manee's village.
Wonderful.
With only one bloody computer internet cafe.
Bloody hell.
Every day, Tortoise and Hare take turn to play internet. Tortoise work on team all bloody off-season.
Good Tortoise.
When Hare get on, he just play Angry Bird and watch Red Tube movie in background.
Wonderful.
Just before round one lockout, Tortoise team set. And bloody Hare log in after, hack in and copy team.
Never trust a Hare. Oh. Cheeky bastards.
After round one, Hare bloody panic trade. Ablett to reach, bang! And then use catch. Upgrade Thumper Collar Dajni to Brody Smithson.
It's quite interesting, though.
Tortoise not tried. He just relax and set up hidden camera in her bedroom. After many week, bloody Hare tried us off. Bang, bang, bang! He ran out of trade, so team shit. He could not trade Ablett back.
Is he trading too much?
He tried too much.
There's a parallel.
So, Hare think this game shit. He log back on computer for Angry Bird and put Red Tube in background. Mm. But this time, he see video of himself giving pleasure. Welcome.
Oh, good.
Whole village love his ass.
Tortoise and the Hare.
Yes. You learn from this, Mr. Jock.
So we should be turtles. Some we should be just holding. We should be just keeping our head.
You tuck head in shell. Forget about all this nonsense.
Very wise words.
Welcome.
Very wise words. These Payan Manee's nursery rhymes are an absolute dart of wisdom for fantasy footballers, Crouching.
I tend to agree, Jock.
There are those out there thinking about something like that cheeky bastard Hare who copied his mate's Supercoach team. People thinking about doing something like a bloody, a side bottom or a rock lift down to a Daniel Rich.
High risk. Mm. Trading out a premium keeper
completely
to a non-keeper. This goes against the fundamental game laws.
Agree, mate. And going back to what we were saying before, Daniel Rich, that's an unsustainable score. Would you agree? 126, particularly now if Rockliffe's stuffed and he's gone, his ribs buggered. Daniel Rich could be in the gun for some attention, especially because he was quite destructive against Collingwood. So 120, by all means, perhaps if you need to do a corrective to swap a dud mid-pricer in to replace Daniel Rich, bring him in, but bring him in and predict 90s. You know, don't expect him to come in and score you 126s.
Jock, for heaven's sake, after 1 week, we should not be pulling the trigger on these trades.
Mm.
Cripps, Sheed, many others in defence. We must hold firm.
Absolutely. What about Ryan Griffin? We could say the same of Ryan Griffin. I'm going to sit there and look at Cochin, who I bought in as well. Daniel Wells, just the 50. We have to give him time, even though he was rubbish. I think we just have to be patient, don't we, mate?
Jock, Higo, Crouching, great to be back. This is Kamish. I'm loving the footy so far. Great games across the weekend, and I've got a quick question for you. Do you believe there's been an overreaction in the way Supercoach has changed the way that rucks score? It looks as though we're going to be really struggling to find any superstar rucks this year. Thoughts?
I think reality has just hit us with a bloody thud, boys, about how the game's changed re-rucks.
Agreed, Jock.
This wasn't just a flash in the fluffy plan warning. This was Armageddon, and it's happened, and we have to deal with this.
Yes, Goldstein v. Jacobs. Goldstein was outstanding, only scored 100 points. Jacobs 83.
35 hit-outs, mind you, Goldstein had for that 100. 35 of the bastards.
Yes, I find it very hard to see any of our 500-plus rucks appreciating. Nick Nat, 488, many have him hold. However, Jock, this is the question.
Yeah.
Those with an expensive ruck. I'm talking Mumford, Goldstein, Jacobs, et al. Should they consider drastic change to their structures?
Well,
I am meaning, do they go down to a Leuenberger who scored a 96? Blitz halves, Jock, scored very well.
Yeah.
Tom Bell Chambers.
This is a massive call.
There is extreme value to be had going skinny in the ruck.
Absolutely.
If we have set rookies, could we use two early trades to restructure around these fairly drastic ruck laws?
Well, first of all, I think this time of the Supercoach season, we're trying to get our team right. It's all about trading priority. Many will have Rockliffe, many will have Sidebottom, you know, many will have missed one of the rookies. I think people need to shore those things up first. If you haven't got the Camden McIntosh boy, you haven't got even your Adam Sarge and your Vandenberg, you need to stuff them in. I do believe somewhere on this priority list, if you've got expensive ruckman, this has to be addressed, preferably before the bloody price drop. If you've got Sam Jacobs, you're stuffed. Get rid of him.
Mumford, Jock.
Get rid of him. Absolutely get rid of him. These boys will drop down to around 500k quick sticks.
Interesting dilemma we have here, Jock.
It is. You know, I'm going to give the tick to Minson. I'm going to give the tick, like you said, to Nick Nat. Lewin Ham and Egg, 358k, came out with 96. These boys are still getting affected by this rup tax scenario, but they're not necessarily going to drop in price. I think those boys need to be considered. Sandy Lands had bloody 35 hit-outs and had 69 Supercoach points. The effect of this is big. It's bigger than we even had hypothesized extrapolated. Would that be fair to say, Peter?
Hypothesised and extrapolated, Jock.
I think it's even more savage than that. And I think if you have gone in with an expensive ruckman, you've made a grave error.
Hey, blood, do you have Goldstein?
What are you going to do? You're going to sit on him for a bit?
I love trade-ass off.
Yeah, I know you do.
It make me happy.
Bang, bang, bang.
And
can you say it for us?
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
I love trade-ass off.
Yeah.
And I think even Goldstein, I'm not sure, but I want man in midfield. Not sure you like him, but I want the danger man.
Danger.
I want the danger man.
Like I said before, I don't know about him. You know, I think it might have been a game out of the box. Taylor Walker, goodness me. I think he needs to be considered by every bastard and their dog. But Dangerfield, I think he's spending a fair bit of time up forward. I think he might have outscored himself. I don't think we can expect that sort of score out of Dangerfield week in, week out.
I disagree there, Jock. Okay. I feel Taylor Walker is a boom-bust key forward.
Mm.
His price will fluctuate. Be foolish to trade him in, chasing that big 174.
Oh, gee whiz.
Owned only by 5.6%. You have missed those points. However, a Dangerfield, 567K, owned by 17.79%. Could trading one's gluteals, Jock, could one go Goldstein down?
Gluteals, mate.
Jock, focus, please.
What's gluteals, mate? Sorry, mate. Sorry, Peter.
The gluteus maximus muscles of the...
Your ass.
Yes, Jock.
Sorry, mate. Keep going.
Goldstein down to a Blyth Haas, Leuenberger, Tom Bell Chambers type for going a premium ruck for cash generation and big call. But I am giving Ryan Griffin one more week.
Goodness me.
A big call, Jock.
That's a massive call. Would you consider sidewaysing him? Someone like your Wines, even, you know, someone like your Mitch Wallace, who's not tagging and look quite extractive.
I'm considering Griffin to Dangerfield, Jock.
Oh, goodness me. That's a big call.
It is a big call.
I reckon you're chasing points. Isn't that funny? Two of the greatest fantasy minds can have two so different opinions about the one situation. I reckon Tex Walker, I don't think people can stop that bastard. He's mobile enough to run off a big bastard. I think he's too strong for someone that tries to run with him. I think he's going to go off his tits this season, and I'm going to be thinking about bringing him in.
Oh, maybe. He play Collingwood next week.
Who are they going to put on him? Bloody Tommy Langdon or Nathan Brown? Yeah, hey, Tex. Piss off. Hey, I can't see it happening.
Nah, not sure.
Yeah,
this funny because Pam and his tail say, hold not trade. And we all talk bloody trade.
Yeah.
Oh, this funny.
Well, Jeffy Garlett, 259K. He scored 121 Supercoach points. A lot of contested ball and got a lot of midfield time. If you had him, I think you'd be quite pleased. Is that sustainable? No. Should anyone be looking to try and bring him in if they're in that luxurious position of just trying to shore up a few selections?
I doubt it, Jock. Yeah. Bontempelli, Jock.
Goodness me.
Owned by 27.4% of the playing community.
Mm.
He looked good.
Does, but I think we could expect inconsistency from him. I think that 126 could just as well be a 60 next week. So, I'm not going to advise people to look at him. The belts. People with bell chambers. Number one for effective hitouts over the weekend, mind you. Scored an 82, but at 302k, with that ability to help people up in the ruck if things go pear-shaped, I think people would be pretty happy with that selection.
Yeah, slightly elevated output for mine, Jock, up against Pike and Tippett.
Mm.
The conditions of that game, many stoppages.
That's true.
Elevated. One I am looking at, Jock, part of my Daisy conundrum, Taylor Adams, Jock.
He played a lot of midfield time.
And with side bottom going down, Taylor Adams, 378k, owned by just 3.6%. I can see him having a significant role in that Collingwood midfield.
I really like that one, Poya.
Thank you, Jock.
98 Supercoach push. If you hadn't have given away too many free kicks, that could just have easily been a 115 as well. I really like the Taylor Adams selection.
Jock, we have young Wayno on the line.
G'day, Wayno. How are you, mate?
Fellas, footy's back, bloody. It's carnage everywhere, fellas. Carnage, good times and carnage. Oh, Higo, I heard you had bloody Dale Thomas, mate. What happened?
They forecasted an excellent role in that Carlton forward line, dearth of talent. Unfortunately, yeah. I could not forecast his...
His arm fell off.
Yes, Joe.
Bloody spiel, mate, bloody spiel. Everyone's just got to remember it's round one, fellas, it's round one.
Very wise. Wayno, did you see multi-balls take Daisy off the ground? He actually cradled him in his arms and let him just suckle from his bosom on the way down to the change rooms. I thought it was beautiful.
Oh, bloody hell, I didn't see that bit, fellas, but geez whiz. Keep going, Doc.
Righto, how's your team shaping up, mate? How have you gone?
Oh, look, fellas, there's a bit of good or bad. Geary, what I tell you, fellas? Dan Rich, fellas? Jordan Lewis, fellas? Hello.
Excellent, excellent, Wayne.
Well done, son.
I know, but I've got to take with the bad. Like, you got Bogan, you got A2, I've got Harry Taylor.
So did I. Not happy at all.
Patrick Cripps, everybody got him. He's a big pile of crap. But it's only round one, fellas. All about Salem. Whoa,
he did nothing. He did virtually nothing at half time. Lucky he got a kick in the last half, son.
But I've done pretty well with like a lot of my rookies, fellas. Like I had Heaney and Vandenberg and all those other sort of good guys like in the back line. I had, you know, McIntosh, I had him on the ground, I got Saad and all those guys, so it's not too bad, fellas. It's only round one, fellas.
Absolutely, Wayno. Have you got some hot tip action for us, Sam?
Oh, look, fellas, I haven't got... Well, for a hot tip, all right, do you want to roll the tape? I'll give you a bloody hot tip.
Let's go. Whoa, yeah. Wayno's hot tip, got a go off the tits. Whoa, yeah. Wayno.
I know he didn't do it. He only got about 90 points. I was looking at him, and he's in my forward line. He was -3 at around about first quarter time. But Lance Franklin, fellas, I think it was very wet when we played, but he's just got to go off his absolute chops, and he won the game for him, fellas. What do you reckon, fellas?
Excellent call, Wayne. I tend to agree. 90 points for Lance was an outstanding output.
On a wet day.
He is in my team. I expect him to be definitely a top five forward come season's end.
Top five. Could you get much data out of him on that wet day? Is it just that he's had that full pre-season? He's up and about. He was agile on a wet day. Is that enough for you to say, whack, I've got to try and get that bloke in my team?
Would not be jumping this early if you did not have him, Jock. However, those that do have him...
That's true. That's true. Just hang about, I suppose, fellas. Exactly. If you haven't got him yet, just hang about.
What you do I know with Crip?
Crip, oh, I don't know. I'll have to give him another week, I suppose. But that's the thing. Everyone's got him. It seems like every side I've seen has got him, and that's why I jumped on him. I bloody shouldn't. Dan Rich, no one's got Dan Rich, but I've got Dan Rich, I suppose. But if Cripps pulls in another crappy score, then I don't know. Have a look at another rookie or something, I reckon.
Oh, you have Dustin Martin, son?
No, I'm not bloody putting him in. He's too unreliable. A lot of those Richmond players are unreliable. I know you're not going to be happy about it, but that's what I reckon.
Interesting. Both Cripps and Dustin Martin owned by 44.5% of teams.
Say what we're thinking at the moment. I'm holding Dustin. He looked like he ran out just not ready to play round one football to me. I don't know if he was trying to outsmart himself, he was trying to converse some of his energies or something. But
he might have been a bit hungover, Uncle Jock. He might have had a big one before.
Well, it could
Wednesday
be.
Wednesday night, and then, you know.
Could have been. Could have been. So, look, I'm going to have a look at him for another week. But, look, Wayno, it's always a great pleasure to hear from you. Thank you for many people followed you in the Jaron Geary in particular this year.
Yeah.
I want to thank you on behalf of everyone out there listening today, and I look forward to speaking to you soon, son.
Go on, you fellas. Now, just everyone, remember, it's just round one. Everyone just take a step back and just, everyone's just got to chill, all right? Some people pull out bullshit scores and some people have good scores and then they don't. All right, fellas?
Good on you, Wayno.
Bye, Wayno.
All right, see you, fellas.
See you, mate.
G'day, boys. Crouch, Higo, Big Jock. Great podcast, mate. Love them. First week, I've got Deledio. I've got Gray. Deledio's suspended. He's going to take the 1 week. Who am I going to trade him for? He's got to go. The Achilles worries me too. Thanks, boys. Keep up the good work. We'll be listening.
Ah, you'll be strong, Charlesy. Charlesy?
Charlesy. He's a good man.
You'll be strong. Lid?
Stick fat, mate. Stick fat.
Lid not play 1 week. Yes, injury problem. Crouching one here that he not going to play anyway, but he
what was yes. It? Why wasn't he going to play? Was it the Achilles?
Yes, he was, or he going to be sub, and he going to miss week.
That surprises me, because he looks so free. The end of the nab and early on, he looks sort of free.
I think.
Would you hold him if you had him, mate?
I think hold.
Okay.
He come back, he never miss game.
There's a big theme of just breathing in and being calm and holding your horses tonight, isn't there, mate?
Yes, you jump from lid to other man, other man's bud, and you kick your own ass.
Plenty of, everyone's got Jackie Nunes on the Twitter there. You got 68 super coaches. Well, you 68 people saying stuff, they're going to get rid of him. Don't get rid of him. Any you blokes aren't thinking Jackie Nunes.
No, Jock. Five frees against.
Yeah.
He will play himself into the season.
Absolutely.
Hold.
Hibbard, 59, was very ordinary. You don't sideways, do you? If you've backed in Michael Hibbard, you keep him.
Ugly. I think biggest call, mate, give this prick one more week.
Absolutely.
One more week for Crip. One more week for Sheed. Crouching one have Sheed. Oh, he pissed me off.
What about Gary Ablett, mate?
Oh, no. Not try Gary.
Is he out of the equation?
I think people that have the gift, big problem.
Oh, really? I'm a little mumbia. Would you give him one more week? Is he on the one more week chopping board for you?
He output same as you get all bloody year. 70, maybe 80.
Well, like we said, he didn't get attention first quarter. Then they moved Keiko Desnell, the thumper, onto him, and he did stuff all.
And Thumper, another chalk game.
Yeah, I've got bloody Thumper. Another one. 47 super coach. Again, he went to tag. Are we going to see more of that from KK? If that happens again next week, K. Collardasnell is on my chopping block as well. Brody Smith was impressive. 502 grand, 144 super coach. Played on the wing for the whole game. 22 possessions and looked very crisp for Adelaide.
Agreed, Jock. Surprise packet, given his lead-up form.
Yeah.
He was an integral part of that Adelaide machine. A team that is looking very good. The new coach new position factor.
They've got a spirit about them, haven't they, this year?
And Jock, Sean Higgins. Do we need to discuss Sean
Higgins? I'm very interested in what you thought of his performance. Okay, he kicked 4 goals, 15 touches, 90 super coach. Were you pleased with what you saw?
Extremely, Jock. In a team that got thumped, any opportunity he had, he used. He is looking fast, elusive, and I expect him to have quite a reasonable season. And yes, a good defensive option.
I don't think you'll get much more out of him, mate. I didn't see him go, you know, there's all the talk, oh, Higgins is going to play midfield. If he doesn't play mid against Brisbane, I can tell you, it's going to be, what, 1 in every 8 games that he kicks 4 goals from the amount of opportunity he had. I think that he overperformed, mate. And I, you know, people would be pleased. I'd think I've done the right thing, but I reckon you should just watch him for a couple of weeks, mate, because I don't think we'll see much of that moving forward.
He is locked in my team, Jock.
Fair enough, mate. You back your constitution, and I bloody love you for it. Sam Doherty, 147.
Oh.
5 defensive, 50 clearances, rebounds, 2 score assists, 91% disposal efficiency at $412,000. Sam Doherty could be one of those defence options that just emerges in front of our eyes.
And could be first week bloody stiffy.
Absolutely.
Which becomes floppy.
Absolutely. They were crouching. Taylor Hunt, one of your boys, $217,000, played a very...
$290,000.
He played a very industrious bloody role in Scarlet.
Yes, but please, not get suck in this man. He looked very good. He nab form, say, crouching one, maybe he average 70. You watch next week. You watch what happened. Don't chase the cash on this man.
It's like you used to say about don't have the exhaust pipe because you'll get smoke in your lungs.
No. You chase the...
Was it your lungs?
You chase the car,
yeah.
You get exhausted.
That's the one. Because exhaust comes out of the pipe.
This old pioneer is saying, even though we not have car.
Shane Savage, 97, St Kilda, 21 touches, kicked a beautiful bloody goal. You look like I've just offended you, Peter.
Oh, you stroke. I was very keen on Savage all pre-season.
You didn't back your constitution.
I did not back myself in. He had an excellent latter half of the season, really used as a defensive running weapon at St Kilda, and in a game where St Kilda were beaten... It was his pre-season injury that scared me, Jock.
And that was a sound decision, mate. Don't beat yourself up.
My defensive structures, Jock... I am afraid to say, let me down.
That's all right, mate.
Ibbotson was pathetic.
Yes, but that's fine, mate. We live, we learn. You couldn't foresee a lot of that stuff happening. And for those people listening out there who are being very hard on themselves after a tough round one, isn't this a beautiful challenge? If you can come back from a crap round one, it's the sort of thing that you gather your nestlings to your bosom in years to come and say... See this team I've printed out from circa 2015. See what happened in round one. Look where I went with my majestic trading strategies. Because the real bloody game starts now. You know, we've picked the initial team. How you trade through the rest of the season will dictate whether you're majestic in your supercoach structures. Or you just throw in the bloody towel. And I'm not throwing in the bloody towel. Not within a poopteenth of bloody hope of hell. This is an upper bloody tunity, boys.
You are a beautiful, logical, slightly deficit in hygienic maintenance, yet warm.
We love you, mate.
Those feelings are reciprocated, Jock.
Good on you, mate. We'll be fine, mate. This is a great opportunity to come and kick ass for the rest of the year. Plenty of options here. Of course, if you haven't got Camden McIntosh, 120, you have to get him. Adam Sard, beautiful, went to Brayshaw, chased, tackled well, won his own pill. You need to get Adam Sard as well back there. Boys, what a bloody week.
Good to be back, Mr. Jock.
Go Tigers, go Saints. I was proud of your performance. Demons fans, get up and about. This is bloody good. Plenty of positives. Doggies, North.
North bloody shit.
Have a wonderful week, community. Website will be going off its rocker this week. See you there. See you for the Thursday night community night podcast.